Welcome to Gaydio in Stockholm. I'm Anthony Murphy, and I've spent 3 days in this fabulous, wonderful, warm, inclusive, LGBT welcoming city. Why am I here though? It is EuroPride 2018. It's the third time that Stockholm's hosted a EuroPride event, and it seems to be on a 10-year cycle at the moment. 1998, 2008, and this year in 2018. It's a joint venture this year, EuroPride, between Stockholm and Gothenburg, but I've come to check out what's going on in Stockholm. It's a lovely city, and it is absolutely baking hot as well at the moment. They're having the hottest summer that they've ever had on record. When you think about when we get temperatures in the UK and it's like, oh, it's broken the hottest for 40 years, this is different. This is the hottest summer that Stockholm has ever had. It is absolutely magnificent. So I'm going to be stopping at the Pop House Hotel, which is just off ABBA the Museum. The two are interlinked together. I've got a gorgeous ABBA-themed bedroom as well, which is based on Christina von Duvemla, a musical that Benny and Bjorn wrote after ABBA, apparently. It's marvellous. Also, I'll be travelling with you across all the sights and sounds of Stockholm, checking out some of the great venues that they've got, marvellous eateries as well. I'll be meeting the mayor of Stockholm as well, that's Karin van Gord as well. She'll be telling us all about what Stockholm has to offer for LGBT travellers. I'll be touring the old town of Gamla Stan as well to see a bit of Stockholm that was due to be knocked down around about 30 or 40 years ago, but they thankfully preserved it all. And of course, we'll be checking out the Pride Park and the massive Euro Pride Parade as well. It's Gaydio in Stockholm for Euro Pride 2018. All thanks to our lovely friends at Stockholm LGBT. You can check out all of their information at StockholmLGBT.com. It's Gaydio at EuroPride in Stockholm. I'm Anthony Murphy. I'm at Hope at the moment for a bit of a EuroPride party. I'm joined by trans actress and director Saga Becker. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm really good.
How are you finding EuroPride?
It's very, very hot. It's like, I don't know, it's like 30 degrees, like, yeah, all day and all night.
It's humid as well, isn't it? Yes, yeah.
But I also think that this is such a... this is like the most political pride I've ever been to. It's like... and it feels great that it is like an activist year.
Yeah, so what are trans rights like in Sweden?
We are very left behind enough from our community, I think, which is... like, we are not a unit community here.
Why do you think that is?
I think it is because we are living in a patriarchy, I guess. But I also think that... yeah, I don't know, actually. It's like, so hard.
It is the thing where we've gone on about the LGBT and plus community, but it seems like the LG and the B... get the good news, but the T part of it seems to be a bit left behind, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We are like 50 years behind when it comes to human rights.
So just tell me a little bit about your work in general, just outside of the activism, about the acting and directing. I've read that you were the first person to win a award as a trans person in Sweden.
Yes, that is correct.
So what did you win?
I won the... it's like the Swedish Oscar. It's called Guldbaggen. And I won it for Best Leading Female Part for acting.
So how does that make you feel then, just to win an award like that, to get that kind of recognition?
It was like so crazy. It was like not just a win for me as a person, which is... of course it was, but it was like such a big thing for the trans community and for trans history in Sweden and in Europe, because it was like I had so many eyes on me, and I had... yeah, it was like crazy that it's like a win for our community.
Which is what we need, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we all need to be out there, and we need to take place, and we need to be proud of.
And that's the whole reason for EuroPride, really, isn't it? To be proud of who we all are.
Of course, it is.
Well, have a marvellous EuroPride.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us. So when you're visiting a new city like Stockholm, the one thing that you really need is an expert to show you around. I have Lars Bjorkman with me here now. He's been showing me around the old town. Welcome to Gaydio.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, happy EuroPride to start off with.
Happy Pride to you too.
So just tell me a little bit about Stockholm in general. How long has Stockholm itself been around?
Well, we don't necessarily have an exact date, but we do have the year 1252 when we find Stockholm in a written document. So that's why we say Stockholm is founded 1252 by a king called Birger Jarl.
And you explained earlier on about how the name Stockholm came about.
Well, you've seen the old town now. It's got, well, it's an island, so it's got water on all. Well, it's surrounded by water. And in those days, in the medieval time, you made kind of a fence around the island. And the fence was made out of timber, of logs. And a log in Swedish would be stock. And holm is another word for island. So yeah, it's a log island, you could say.
It's very simply put, isn't it? Yeah. Now, just for the LGBT tourist coming to Stockholm, where would you say are the best things and the things that they really do need to go and see if they come to Stockholm?
Well, you need to stay many days. You can see everything, you know. I have to be neutral. But as I mentioned to you, the island we have south of the old town, south of, that's Södermalm. It's the largest island of the 14 that Stockholm is built on. So it's a large island, but it's also a very happening island. That is where we have, for example, an area called Sofo. So it's a shortening for south of Folkungagatan. So it's a bit of a hipster area with a lot of boutiques, bars. You have brand stores like Filippa K, Acne, the denim brand. So yeah, it's a lively area. You know, we don't have a specific area that is a rainbow or LGBT area. So we have restaurants, bars, all over the city where everyone is welcome. You do find some institutions, like here in the old town, you have Chokladkoppen, where you would go for a cup of coffee and maybe a cinnamon bun.
And that's fika, isn't it? I've learned something. Explain fika, please.
Fika is, well, to have a cup of coffee. We are huge coffee drinkers. We love our coffee, drink a lot of coffee. But if fika, proper fika, it's not just a cup of coffee. You should have something to it. And, well, maybe a cinnamon bun. But in the olden days, or, well, traditionally, you should invite your friends and family to 7 different kind of cookies. And those were not the cookies that we see today that are used like a big plate. They were small cookies. So you could manage to eat 7 cookies without gaining too many pounds.
Yeah, I don't need to eat any more cookies. I've got enough cookie weight as it is. Thank you so much for showing us around the old town. And happy Pride again.
Happy Pride to you, and thank you for visiting us.
And how do we say happy Pride in Swedish?
We do say happy Pride as well.
It's Gayo in Stockholm for EuroPride. I am with Annika Torstenstrom from Visit Stockholm. Hello.
Hello. How wonderful to meet with you.
Happy EuroPride to start off with.
Yeah, happy EuroPride.
Are you having a good time so far?
Oh, it's lovely. I'm having a great time. I hope you are having a great time too.
It's absolutely marvellous. It's very warm, isn't it?
It is. I think it's the warmest August and July since forever.
Forever. Now, this is the third time that Stockholm's had EuroPride. How does it compare to previous ones? Are you seeing a lot more people coming into the city for it?
We do see big numbers of people coming in, more for every year, which is fantastic. So we can see that our efforts actually giving a good result. And I also think the gay community in Europe are sort of happy to come back to Stockholm, which is very pleasing for us, of course.
It's a beautiful city. The one thing I have noticed as well, it does feel like every single business and cafe and shop and bar is embracing EuroPride. I don't, I don't think I've ever seen so many rainbow flags in a city at one time. So do you feel like all the businesses are really embracing it?
I'm so pleased to hear that. We've been working so hard that we want Stockholm to host. The whole city should host the Euro Pride. And, you know, we have the flags on the buses and also maybe you see on the square at Sergels Torg, the square where you have the colors, the colors of the flags. Yeah. So we really try to do that, to make the whole city feel that it's we are celebrating the open city of Stockholm.
I've noticed that there's quite a few places that have been really creative as well. There was one, I think it was a close. Department store I went past, and all of the models outside the shop dummies, they're all holding umbrellas, but they're all the different colours of the rainbow. So instead of just putting a flag outside, they've actually thought about it to make it so much better.
Yes, we are so happy to hosting Euro Pride. I think we're taking a lot of pride also in the city because we are the open city of Stockholm. We welcome everyone. Everyone is welcome, and there's a big party going on for many days, and we are welcoming all the people, whoever you are, whatever you like, what you feel like doing. There's this party going on, and also we are arranging, as I'm sure you'll be taking notice about the talks and the conferences and where people are enjoying talking about really important things together and getting together and trying to improve the way of getting the Pride, Euro Pride, working on in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen at the Pride House, you've got human rights talks, yes. You've got transgender talks. Yeah. It does feel like the city just embraces LGBT, and it's not just the LGB part of it now, it's the LGBT. They're embracing the whole community. It is a lovely city.
Thank you so much. I couldn't agree more. And thank you for letting me know, because, I mean, that's what we've been working so hard for, Visit Stockholm and Visit Sweden, to make this happen. And to make everyone feel welcome, because we are the open city and we are welcoming everyone to this lovely city, as you say.
And it's proved one thing to me. I just thought Stockholm was a city. I didn't know about the islands. I didn't know about anything like that. I didn't realise how much water there was here as well. So I think it's an eye-opener for someone who's never been to Stockholm before to just see what a vibrant city, what an open city that it is. So if people want to find out more about Visit Stockholm, where can they find out more details?
I think the best thing would be to visit visitstockholm.com, where you can find a lot of information. And if you are in the city, come to our tourist information. We are more than happy to help you. And please come and enjoy the wonderful city of Stockholm. And welcome back.
Annika, thank you for joining us. And happy Euro Pride.
Happy Euro Pride. Bye-bye. See you.
It's KDO at Euro Pride 2018 in Stockholm. I'm at ABBA, the museum, and the Pop House Hotel, which is where I'm staying at the moment. It's lovely. I'm here with Anthony, who works at the museum and the hotel. Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Pride to you as well.
The same. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about the museum. How long has it been here for?
Museum opened in 2013, in the spring or May 2013. So it's been around for 5 years now, a little bit over.
And it's obviously very successful, because just looking at the queue of people waiting to get in today, there are a lot of ABBA fans out there, aren't there?
Very much so. Every day, you never know the traffic and who's going to come in, but you meet people from all kinds of parts of the world, and they're all here. Some of them saying, I've come just to Stockholm to see this, and then I'll do some sightseeing afterwards.
And I've been on the tour itself as well. It's very interactive. You can get to play and sing along with ABBA. You can be the fifth member of ABBA. It's a really great experience, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that surprises people most. I think they bring with them the concept of a museum with glass cabinets and you're looking at objects, but then the interactive parts really surprise people, and you end up having a lot of fun, people walking out with a big smile on their face.
I was singing along with Waterloo yesterday, and I scored quite highly apparently on the thing compared to a lot of people, so I did quite well on that. So we've got the Pop House Hotel as well, which is sort of, it's on top of the museum really, isn't it? You've got some ABBA themed rooms. I've got the Christina room. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Christina room is decorated like a little bit home country style, which is themed after a musical which Benny and Björn had done together, like after the ABBA like sensation and everything. So there's that room, and there's also an ABBA Gold suite, which is decorated with their records. You know how the record companies, after you sell millions of records, you get a plaque and everything, and those are the original ones up there. And then we have also like a ABBA pop room with some memorabilia and things like that. So yeah, there's the majority of rooms are normally decorated, but these ones are kind of fun. And then there's the most popular one, I would say, is the Mamma Mia room, which is decorated like Greece.
I wonder why that's popular at the moment, with the second film out as well now as well, yeah.
Very much so. A lot of people ask after that one too. Or if they don't and they receive it, they are pleasantly surprised.
I've heard as well that has a flip-down bed in it as well, so you can actually fold the bed back up.
That's right, because we have people either reserving it for meetings, so we actually do use it as a conference location as well, but because it's kind of fun and it surprises the attendants, or hotel guests that just want to have a taste of the surroundings and the environment.
And the other thing about my little Christina room as well is the balcony on it as well. It's a little rustic balcony with a wooden bench and tables, and it is very beautiful.
I mean, especially from that particular room, like when you're on the roof, you've got the surroundings of the Royal Island of Ugot in here, amusement park, nature, other museums, and a lot of visitors. So it's like this whole atmosphere that you can soak up, and especially from when you're looking at the terrace from there, and you can look at the surroundings from there.
And, of course, the four ABBA boots as well on the roof as well.
That's right, yeah. The big ABBA boots on the terrace. It's also the terrace of one of the suites at the hotel as well.
Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for letting me stay in this fabulous hotel and also going on the ABBA tour as well.
Oh, it's been a great pleasure, really, and we appreciate that you come and do this reporting. But like, it's just a pleasure meeting people from all kinds of different parts of the world and having them here and being having an experience and leaving like happy with a memory of Stockholm. Like,
and happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride. Thank you.
SKDO at the Euro Pride Parade 2018. The streets of Stockholm are an absolute awash with rainbow flags and people parading. They estimate somewhere in the region of 60,000 people are going to be parading the streets of Stockholm for Euro Pride, with roughly 600,000 people coming out to line the streets to see them. It is an absolutely amazing scene to see. There are people parading for all manner of organisms. I've seen things for Asian Pride, for regional Swedish Pride, for Gothenburg Pride. Of course, Gothenburg are hosting the second leg of Euro Pride as well in a couple of weeks' time. We've also had the regional fire service dousing everyone down with water at the moment, because it is baking hot in Stockholm at the moment. It's the hottest summer they have ever had in Stockholm, which is a great time to have a Euro Pride parade. I am joined by the lady who has been showing us around the city so much. She knows everything about Stockholm. From Stockholm LJBT, it's Christina. Hello, happy Euro Pride.
Happy Euro Pride.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. This is actually the best day of the year in Stockholm when it's the Pride Parade. It's so much love out.
And there's so many more people in the parade this year because of Euro Pride.
Yes. I've read figures that they estimated like around 60,000 people walking in the parade and 600,000 people, you know, enjoying and supporting during the parade way.
And I've looked out on the streets. I think there's probably more than 600,000 people here, because it's absolutely packed everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, but Stockholm is not that huge city. We are less than 2 million living here, so 600,000 people is a lot of people from our, you know, city that is out and celebrating.
And just briefly then, so tell us what it's like for LGBTQ plus people in Stockholm.
I'm not part of the community, but I am an ally, and I've been working for over 15 years.
We love an ally.
But I think Stockholm is a really an open and welcoming city, which is the really core values of Stockholm, which is important. And to be an LGBT person in Stockholm, I think that's that's a good life, because it's easy compared with many other countries, particularly what's happening around in Europe now also. So I think Stockholm is really welcoming and open.
And it is a lovely city as well, isn't it? Before I came here, I'd never been to Stockholm before. I didn't even know about all the islands here. And it's so beautiful to wander around, isn't it?
Yeah, we say Stockholm is built on 14 islands. And we say that one third is water in Stockholm, one third is green area, and one third is urban area, where, you know, where with the buildings and stuff. So it's really fresh and beautiful. Super beautiful and super easy to find your way around and super easy to be here because everybody speaks English.
It's super. It's just super. And it's looking at it at the moment, it's about 100% gay as well at the moment.
Absolutely. I think it's more than 100% gay.
So just if anyone wants to find out about Stockholm LGBT, where's the best place for them to look online?
Sorry, I didn't.
If people want to find out about Stockholm and LGBT, where's the best place for them to look online?
I think Stockholm LGBT has a website, stockholmlgbt.com, which is super good. Also on Instagram, you can follow our suggestions. But Visit Stockholm has a very good gay pages on their website.
I think as people were screaming outside at the same time, that was Visit Stockholm, wasn't it? Yes. Thank you so much for showing me around the city. It has been beautiful, and happy EuroPride.
Happy EuroPride, and thank you for coming. It's very important for us to have allies like you also.
You're very welcome. It's Gadio at EuroPride Stockholm 2018. We're doing the first leg of the EuroPride. Of course, it's moving on to Gothenburg in a week or so's time. But we're at the Pride Parade now. I am here with Maisie from VADA and Schools Out UK. Happy EuroPride.
Happy EuroPride.
How are you enjoying Sweden?
It's absolutely wonderful. I'm absolutely loving it. I've never seen so many gay flags around, so many rainbow flags. They're absolutely everywhere.
It's in every shop and every taxi and every bus and every train and everything. You just can't move for it, can you?
I've even seen, you know, paving slabs, bollards, everything. You cannot move for rainbow flags. It's brilliant.
So what are you doing in Stockholm then for EuroPride?
Well, I'm here for VADA magazine. We're a youth-orientated LGBT magazine, and I'm looking at why particularly young LGBT travellers should choose Stockholm, should choose Sweden, and should come to EuroPride.
Well, they just should, shouldn't they? That's the thing you get from Stockholm, really, is that there isn't just an answer of why people should come here. It's just that they should, because it's so inclusive and so welcoming.
I think this is maybe my prejudice, in that I knew Stockholm and Sweden would be a very progressive, very open place, but I've been shocked at how open and progressive it has been. You know, we were in, the first day we arrived here, we saw a seminar in one of the main Pride houses, you know, that was wheelchair accessible, that they had a sign interpreter, they spoke about how they have asylum seeker groups. So, you know, they're very, very, they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk as well.
They do as much as they possibly can. And I think it's also, you find that it's so inclusive that LGBTQ plus rights just, they aren't an issue because everyone is involved here.
Yeah, and I think the focus now is on how LGBT rights are intersecting with other issues. So asylum seekers, you know, there's the Rainbow Foundation working to help people fleeing Chechenian persecution. So they really are, they've done their LGBT bit, and they're pushing forward to take into consideration other groups as well.
I think you can just hear we're being serenaded by a float at the moment. It's incredible parade as well. It's to see so many people actually walking in a parade rather than on floats. They're marching for reasons rather than corporate reasons here.
Yeah, we saw some people before representing, walking for those who can't, so representing those who, because of persecution, because of government oppression, are not able to show their pride and their, you know, support for the community. So to see people actively saying, we can walk and we walk for you when in solidarity, it's incredible. It's an amazing atmosphere.
It's a wonderful city. have a fantastic time here, and happy EuroPride!
Happy EuroPride!
I am with Stephen and Augustine and Hector at the moment. Where are you from, Stephen?
I live in Los Angeles.
And what brings you all the way over the pond to Stockholm?
I'm excited for EuroPride. I've never been. This is my first time. I've never been to Sweden, never been to Stockholm. So, yeah, I'm excited to see the parade, the parties, all of that.
And how are you finding Stockholm so far?
It's been great so far. It's a beautiful city, very clean. The people are super accommodating, super friendly. It couldn't be better.
Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
We'll move over to Agustin. Where are you from?
Hello, I live in Madrid.
You're from Madrid?
Yep.
You've not traveled as far as Stephen then to get
here? Not that much, no.
How are you finding Stockholm?
I love it. It's my second time here, my second Pride in Stockholm, and it's one of my favorite Prides in Europe, I must say.
It is very big, isn't it?
It's big, it's big. It's not as big as Madrid, but for being in a Scandinavian country, I think it's an amazing pride.
I like the it's not as big as Madrid. you get your little plug-in for Madrid there.
Of course, always.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
And finally, we have Hector. Where are you from?
I'm from Venezuela.
How are you finding Sweden?
This is my first time here, and I'm really loving it. It's so clean, so quiet, and I don't know, it's perfect.
It's not really quiet at the moment, though, is it?
It's not, but if you compare it to Madrid Pride or something, it's quiet and it's really nice.
Have a marvelous Pride.
You too.
Thank you. I'm now with Meg and Lindsay, who are here at Stockholm EuroPride. Where have you traveled from?
We live in Merida, Mexico, and came from the United States originally.
So it's a bit of a trip to come from Mexico to Stockholm then.
Yeah, it took us about... We took a two-hour flight, then an eight-hour flight, and another three-hour flight. So we've been traveling for a while to get here.
So my 2.5 hours on a plane really seems like nothing to complain about compared to you then, does it?
That's a commute in the U.S.
How are you finding Stockholm and EuroPride?
It's been amazing. It's so great to see so many different people and all of the diversity of folks coming together to support something so beautiful.
I've never seen a city covered in as many pride flags as Stockholm. It's incredible.
So have you been to any other prides in Europe, or is this your first European pride?
I've done a lot of European prides. I actually did I chased pride for an entire summer a few years ago in Europe, so I've done a lot, and I think Stockholm is definitely in comparison to some of the biggest and best.
This is my first European pride, so it's awesome to see how different it is from the U.S. and see how many people turn out for it.
Happy Pride then, guys. Have a great time.
Thank you
so much. Happy Pride.
And yet more travelers from around the world. I'm with Heath and Josh, who have traveled over from Vancouver. Happy EuroPride, guys.
Thank you.
How are you finding? Is this your first Pride in Europe?
Yeah, it's mine. It's amazing. You know, Stockholm Pride, and then you make it EuroPride. That's pretty exciting.
So how does this compare with prides in the U.S. and Canada?
It's much larger than Vancouver's, per se, but it's similar, rainbows everywhere.
It does feel like Stockholm's really embraced the whole EuroPride sensation, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. Sure. It's amazing to see the pride flags on the city buses and all kinds of businesses and buildings. It's all over the place.
You cannot get away from gay, basically, can you?
It's, nobody cares because it's so inclusive here, so it's hard to justify. I mean, they love it here. It's just amazing.
And as is typical with your interviews like this, it's just at the time when you're talking to someone when a very loud float goes past. Guys, have a fantastic EuroPride. Happy EuroPride.
Thank you.
So this is the Pride Park for EuroPride 2018. It is a massive arena, smack bang in the middle of Stockholm, and they really have thought of everything for everyone. There's a massive, massive stage. It's like a Eurovision stage, basically, right in the middle of the park. We've got disco music going through till 1 o'clock in the morning. But there are little bits for everyone. Obviously, there are tents for activists, for trans rights, for human rights, for every kind of rights, basically. And then around that, you've got areas that are alcohol-free for anyone up to the age of 29. You don't tend to see that in most prides. And of course, they've got children's areas as well, so that parents can bring their children to mingle and enjoy the pride atmosphere. And if you like things a little bit more on the extreme side, you can always take a trip into the Kinky Quarter, or Kinky Kvarteret, as it's known here in Sweden. I'm so averse in other languages. It's just designed for everyone. It's a great central hub for everyone to come and meet and enjoy Pride here at Stockholm for EuroPride 2018. So after 3 days, I am packed and I'm waiting to head home now. I am absolutely shattered. I've crammed in as much of Stockholm as I possibly can, and I'm pretty tired from partying at the Pride Park, where for me, the highlight was seeing Conchita rise like a phoenix to promote EuroPride in Vienna for 2019. But that's next year. Here's one little final tip for me. If you are travelling to Stockholm, don't take money with you. They're trying to become a cashless society, so everything is card payments. There are some places that won't take cash, so don't be like me, leaving there now with a wallet full of krona. Stockholm is a wonderful open city. It's home to Scandinavia's largest Pride festival that I've had the pleasure of seeing. It has gorgeous hotels, it's got amazingly lush food and a rich history, brilliant design, art, culture, and of course, ABBA. It's inclusive, it's diverse and welcoming, and the city feels like it's your best friend. And I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to go back. You can find out more about the world's most open city, as well as the hotels, restaurants and attractions that are passionate about welcoming LGBT travellers to city. Go to StockholmLGBT.com. Thanks to Norwegian.com for flying us there, and the lovely people at VisitStockholm.com and Visit Sweden LGBT. Tack Stockholm, du är vacker. Thanks Stockholm, you're beautiful.